Let's catch up with Darren Fuzzard, now CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, as our Tuesday whip around begins. Darren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robbo. Going well, thank you.
That's the way. Let's kick off with this because I like this. The Battle of the Bands applications closed this week. How's that looking? Good response? Some good, talented musos in the region?
Always lots of good, talented musos in the region, Robbo. Not as many always put their hands up to have a go at Battle of the Bands, though. So we are encouraging young people between the age of 12 and 25 who do live here, work here, or study in central Victoria to put their hands up to go into Battle of the Bands at Castlemaine. So that closes this Friday, Robbo, and it really is a great event to give young musicians the chance to perform in a great environment, and also the chance to win $500 for first prize. So the battle itself, Robbo, takes place on Friday the 19th of August. It's in the Theatre Royal, as it often is, and we're just really saying, if you know someone who's got a bit of talent and is interested, then tell them to get over to our website and find out all of the information there, and there's an application form available on there as well. So, exciting event as always, Robbo, and love to see as many young people as possible put their hand up and have a go in that.
You've got small business workshops and the bus organised. How can people get in touch and give us the details of that?
Yeah, so this is once again us working with Business Victoria, Robbo, and offering a series of free workshops to our business community. These ones cover government grants and tenders. There's identifying and managing key challenges and decisions in businesses, and there's a time management and leadership session as well. They are suitable for everyone in every stage of business too, Robbo, as we always say, and we often hear back from all businesses that really are just starting out, as well as ones who've been there a long time. So encourage everyone to have a think about those. The first one is on Monday the 22nd of August. It goes from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and takes place at the Castlemaine Civic Centre. And then there'll be two other workshops we'll talk about in future in September and October. The other one is that bus you talk about, Robbo, which, again, we're bringing that back to our shire with the help of Business Victoria, the small business bus, and that's offering free specialist advice to our business community. The bus will be in Castlemaine on Monday the 22nd of August from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and that will be parked in Moston Street outside the Market Building. And then on the Thursday the 25th of August, it will go to Maldon. And again, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, it'll be in High Street outside the Kangaroo Hotel. So all of that's free, Robbo, and really encourage people to, if they're interested in either of those opportunities, the training or the chat on the bus, please book online, because spots do fill up on those pretty quickly. And you can get more information about those on the Mount Alexander website under the Business Resources section.
All righty. Now get your pens poised, folks, because the events grant applications open next week.
Yeah, that's right, Robbo. We love this one. And I think we talked last week about the community grants. This is event grants, and this program opens next week. And we've got three funding streams for it. We've got $1,000, $2,000, and $3,000. And these grants, Robbo, really support local groups and individuals who want to run community events. So examples of that, we had 13 events supported in the last round, and that included long-timers like the Castlemaine Jazz Festival and Run the Main, both fantastic events. And we also had, you might remember, the Goldfields Gothic event, which was over in Maldon, which was incredibly successful. So we do love to see new things coming through, as well as trying to support existing events as well. So applications open on Monday the 8th of August next week, and they close on Monday the 29th of August, right? So plenty of time there, but if anyone wants to have a chat, give us a call on 5471 1700 about the event grants program, or you can get a lot of information off our website as well.
Beauty. And finally, a temporary change of location for the Castlemaine Farmers Market. I guess this is due to weather, is it?
Yeah, it is, Robbo, due to the expected wet weather. The market has been moved for the next week. So the Wednesday market, which is on between 2:30 and 5:30 p.m, that will be held at Camp Reserve. And the Sunday market, which is on between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m, will be in the IGA car park. So back to where it normally is ASAP, but have to move it for a week due to the weather.
Yeah, no, get that. All right, mate. Well, listen, thank you for that. Have a great week. Your Blue Boys are doing okay and sitting there just inside the eight. So you must be reasonably happy. Have you booked your finals tickets yet?
No, Robbo, I've moved on, actually.
You've moved on.
Have I talked to you about the Green Bay Packers? I love the Green Bay Packers. I don't know what you're talking about with the AFL. I don't really follow that much.
You may have mentioned the Packers once or twice. And you've gone from the Blue Baggers to a mob who stick big pieces of cheese on their heads. So, no, you're on a good thing, Darren. Yep, keep it up, mate. Keep it up.
Oh, gee. I think the cue's in the rack, Robbo, actually. But hopefully we'll get one more good game out of them for the year to enjoy against Collingwood at the end.
I think Mrs. Fuzzard just spilled a cup of tea, which you heard you say, the cue's back in the rack. But anyway, we digress. Have yourself a fabulous day, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Robert.
Cheers, all the best.